Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Midnight Sea by Kat Ross, narrated by Piper Goodeve. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Rumi. Chapter 1. The wind whistled through the high passes as we picked our way up the trail. Slow-moving shadows signified the long train of people and animals stretching ahead, but the snow was blowing too hard to make out much more than that. The Kusk Range was an unforgiving place, I knew. It was my 12th year crossing these mountains, and so far, the hardest. The snow had begun weeks earlier than usual. It piled in drifts against the rocks and concealed crevices that could swallow a man and his horse whole. But we couldn't turn back. That would mean certain death by starvation, while the crossing was only possible death, generally without warning. A foot placed wrong, a quiet weakening of the snow shelf until the slightest movement set off an avalanche. Most of us would make it to the other side, I knew. Most, but not all. Higher and higher we climbed, into the teeth of the storm. I squeezed my sister Ashraf's hand. We leaned into the wind, hoods cinched down tight. The sheep bleated plaintively as they scrambled up the steep, winding trail. They weren't happy, but they too had made this crossing before, and knew better than to try stopping. Our animals were as hard and stubborn as we were. On a clear day, you could stand atop these icy calls.